The Bay Morning Crew. Showbiz Goss. With Peter Ford.
Well, Peter Ford, good morning. I'm sure you've been a very busy man.
Oh, wow.
The interview, we'll just call it that. I'm sure everyone knows what we're talking about. How are you, Pete?
Oh, was that on, was it? Yeah, it's like that. Look, I certainly watched it all. I was entertained by it. I was fascinated by it. I don't believe a lot of it, even right down to things that she claimed that are now being clearly proved to be untrue. You know, for example, she said they got married 3 days before the actual wedding, the big wedding.
Mm.
And that's not true. That never happened. Illegally, it's not allowed to happen. So she may have rung the Archbishop of Canterbury. He may have come to visit her. But how can you, in your mind, I mean, I know things can be open to interpretation and there could be grey areas, but how can you, you either did get married or didn't get married, and they didn't get married, yet here she is on TV announcing that they did. Then she talks about these holiday parties that are thrown for all the tabloid journalists by the royal family, where presumably the Queen, you know, makes a batch of scones and everyone comes over and they drink champagne, and every single tabloid reporter who follows the royal family has said, where's my invitation? I've never been invited to one of these ever. So it's just too many. And look, there may be other things she did say that were true, but because there are some big things that are clearly not true, it's making me very sceptical about everything else.
Well, I must admit, Pete, when Meghan did say that she never Googled Prince Harry, everything she needed to know, I just thought, what a load of rubbish. You and your girlfriends, you're starting to see a prince as if you're not going to be together having some cocktails going, oh, my God, let's, you know, that's just nonsense. I thought that was nonsense.
Of course it is. And, you know, she other big claims she made, which I thought was a very serious one, was when she was in a fragile state and she went to the HR department and said, I want to get some professional help. And she claims that they said, oh, you can't do that. That's a bad look for the royal family. Well, I mean, I'd love to know what the actual transcript of what took place was, because she may have heard that in her mind, but they may have said to her, look, we have to find someone who we know we can trust with privacy, etc., etc. So I don't know. But that's a huge claim to make, as indeed is the thing about the colour of the baby's skin.
Yeah.
And they won't name who the person was in that, although the palace is going to great lengths to put it out there that it was not the Queen or Prince Philip, which kind of narrows it down, I would think, to probably only one other person.
Yeah. So, Pete, in your work world, do you see the royal family or the monarchy replying to any of this? They don't usually.
They don't usually. I think they'll go back to the old don't complain, don't explain. Just get out there and do our thing and let people judge for themselves. And, you know, it's hard to judge the room just based on Twitter, of course, but because everyone's so angry and negative. But there's not a lot of positive stuff coming towards her. And it was a shame also, you know, it's all happened in the shadow of this claim, which has never been denied, that she bullied those employees out of their jobs. And they are still psychologically scarred as a result of working with her. Now, Oprah touched upon that last night, but it wasn't really addressed in any way, because that was recorded before that story had dropped in the Times newspaper.
Do you reckon there's any truth to stories today that Oprah was paid between $7 and $9 million from CBS for that interview?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was just for the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, they reckon she's going to earn about $50 million. Now, you've got to be careful with the wording of what they said. Oprah said, let's be very clear, you're not being paid for this interview, and Meghan nodded or whatever she did, but that's very different to you're not sharing in the profits we make out of selling this around the world.
Right.
So the wording is, I would like her to have been very clear and said, are you in any way making any coin out of doing this interview directly or indirectly?